beautiful hump day. I forgot hump day.
That's, yeah, you didn't even do it. I thought, I haven't been in like a month, basically. And, you know, Wednesdays have been the day that I've been in with you. And I'm like, all right, well, no, I know how Nick's going to start the show. And I'm just sitting here and it never happened.
This is how, you know what? Hump day!
Doesn't hit the same as 246.
But you got to make up for it. You got to let people know to hump. You know what?
Maybe try and restart the show at 3, top of a new hour. See how it works then.
I don't know.
Maybe that'll make up for it. But man,
this is what 1-6 does to you.
Like, hey man, we're just searching for competency.
It got so bleak so quickly here. And, you know, you and I were talking in the pre-show. And one of the things that you kind of threw out there is whether Kevin Stefanski giving up play calling is actually a good thing, because maybe it means Kevin knows he's safe. So before I tear that idea down, can you run it by me on why you think that this all might actually be a good thing for Kevin?
So to be clear, that's not my opinion. I don't think he's safe.
But it was a question.
It's a question of, I can see that opinion, because as I said, the thing Kevin Stefanski, in my opinion, has been the best at while he's been the head coach of the Browns has been play calling. I think, you know, you look at that first year with what he got out of Baker Mayfield, I thought it was fantastic. You look at what he's gotten out of guys who, frankly, haven't been great quarterbacks in the NFL while he's been here. I mean, the guy almost won a game with Nick Mullins. Like, that's the type of quarterback we've talked about at times. I think he's done a great job of putting those guys in the position to be successful. And then you take a look at now, Jameis Winston, I think, is a really similar quarterback in terms of skill set to Joe Flacco. I think they do a lot of the good things similarly. I think a lot of their downfalls are the same. If Kevin Stefanski was able to get that out of Joe Flacco last year, I would have the belief that Kevin Stefanski could get a similar thing out of Jameis Winston this year. Mm-hmm. So if Kevin Stefanski's job is on the line, and I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm saying, well, I know I can get more out of Jameis Winston than I got out of Deshaun Watson. I'm going to use these last 10 games and prove I belong here. This is what I do. I'm good at this. If he has assurances that he's not going anywhere, then I think it's easier for him to give up, because that is the thing that he should be able to have in his back pocket and say, I'm great at this. He can't say it about this year so far, but I think he would be able to say it about Jameis Winston. Now, by giving that to Ken Dorsey, he basically doesn't have a life raft anymore. Mm-hmm. And if your job is on the line, I don't think you give up the life raft.
So it's interesting. There are times where, like,
willingly give it up.
The timing of Kevin's decisions are always interesting to me. Like, you let Joe Woods flounder in that defense, flounder in 2022 to the last possible second, and you fired him at the end of the season instead of in season. That always struck me as a very calculated move. I've used the word careerist with Kevin, but I think calculated careerist, all that kind of stuff. I think you have to be a little calculating to be able to survive in the NFL, especially in whatever that is in Berea. Whatever. Because here's the thing, even if I have doubts about Kevin, I'll be honest with you, this just confirms that, you know, it kind of all rots from the head, and that there are, that, you know, with the whole point of moving on from Baker was you need an adult in the room. I guess we need another adult in the room for Jimmy Haslam. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm pretty tired, and this is tedious, and this is dumb. So, in a way, that is maybe a defense of Kevin. I also think that Kevin's a smart dude, and maybe he says, I got 10 weeks to not let this thing blow up. And the offense ain't getting fixed. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I've hired the wrong offensive line coach. I don't have the connective pieces communication-wise, when that's what AVP and Callahan did, right? I'm not trying to make so much out of what they did, but their strengths were communicating and disseminating Kevin's message to the locker room. He doesn't have that now, and it's obvious that whether it's when DTR found out he was going to play, the locker room, some of the messaging issues they've had, that's all because Kevin really needs help in that area and doesn't have it right now. Part of me wonders, is this Kevin going, you know what, I'm already going to have to fire Ken Dorsey. I'm already going to have to fire Andy Dickerson. I'm going to give him 10 games to showcase what they can do. And more importantly, I'm going to distance myself from a no-win situation on offense. 10 games from now, if I'm not the play caller and the offense doesn't get better, I can say, well, it's just a lost cause. We got to go ahead and reorganize these deck chairs. There's a part of me that thinks maybe this is a really, if it is Kevin's decision, a really smart get out ahead of it and see if you can dodge the axe as it falls near you.
I mean, maybe, but I don't trust the Browns for that to be a possibility. Like, I would love if that were the thing, because I don't
think... You could have just stopped it. I don't trust the Browns.
Well, I don't, but I don't think Ken Dorsey has been a great offensive coordinator play caller in his career. Like, I don't believe it's a coincidence that Buffalo really took off last year as soon as he was out of the building. I don't think that's a coincidence. You know, if you look at what Dickerson's done with the offensive line, no one, it was not fair to ever expect him to come in and be Bill Callahan. The guy's the best offensive line coach in football. But the drop-off there, I don't think anyone expected to be as massive as it is. If Kevin Stefanski stays, there needs to be another overhaul with a lot of position coaches. You're going to need a new quarterback's offensive coordinator type role. Ken Dorsey can't come back. You're going to need a new offensive line coach. I mean, running backs and tight ends coaches, I don't necessarily know that that matters. Maybe it's time for a new wide receivers coach. But those are all things that you're going to have to do if this staff does return. So maybe this is Kevin being a nice guy and saying, Ken, let's be real. You're not going to be back here next year. Go earn yourself another job for 10 weeks.
216-474-0092. Is Kevin Stefanski safe? Thomas and Shaker, what's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Real quick. First of all, I want to say, Kevin Stefanski, is he safe? There's a reason why Vrabel is in the building. I like the fact that he's taking a step back to be kind of CEO of the team. I think that'd be a great position to forum so he could focus more on keeping the team organized. My favorite thing about Kevin Stefanski is his organization, his ability to keep the team, keep the standard of the team. And he's done a great job of doing that, better than any coach in my entire lifetime at the Brown. So I think that him being a CEO is actually a great thing for team. He should have given a play calling a long time ago. But real quick, Nick Wilson, let me throw some stats at you real quick.
Love
2,500 yards, 24 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 92 QBR. Cam Ward, baby.
I was wondering which college quarterback it was. Thomas, real quick, can you give me the Detroit?
What do you say?
Can you give me the Detroit?
Oh, Detroit sucks. That's why we're going to – Detroit sucks. They can have Jamie Bickerstaff and all the, and Screwball on the mother. Detroit bums.
Detroit. Be good, okay. Buddy. All right, Thomas and Shaker there.
All the other Detroit bums.
Man, I got to tell you, I told you this in the pre-show. I really was looking at some of those quarterbacks. Really, really looking. I just don't know. I'm not saying it's a no. That is the best case scenario that you get the number one pick and you find that quarterback and you fall in love with him and you get it right. I just don't know who you're going to fall in love with. We got plenty to get to, guys, as we start the show here. As you guys know, the Buckeyes back from the bye, ready for the stretch run. Myself and Spencer German break down everything around Ryan Day and the Buckeyes on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now on the free Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes each week. Is Kevin Stefanski safe? And when we start talking about rats jumping off a sinking ship, more evidence on that and more from you guys next on 923 The Fan.